And we end our program with an anniversary note, the 25th anniversary of a record label. Here's musician and day-to-day contributor David Was.
Back in the midst of prehistory, long before Ry Cooder went to Havana and unearthed the Buena Vista Social Club, a then-tiny independent jazz label, Concord Records, dedicated itself to the cause of Latin jazz. With the creation of its Picante label in 1980, Concord was well ahead of the mercurial curve of public taste, which would take decades to embrace salsa and the likes of Latin poster boys like Ricky Martin. 25 years later, they are celebrating such prophetic ways with the release of a 50-track, 4-set CD of jazz with a characteristically spicy rhythmic bite. The origins of jazz and Latin music owe equal debts to the arrival of West African slaves, whose drums and rhythms melded with their European masters' string and brass instruments to create a hybrid that became the lifeblood of Western popular music then and forevermore, from New Orleans and the Caribbean to Brazil and finally, Brooklyn. North America didn't get a full dose of the Latin accent till W.C. Handy appropriated habanera rhythms for his St. Louis Blues in 1916. But a scant few decades later, modern jazz names like Dizzy Gillespie and Stan Kenton jumped on the bandwagon, stoking the public appetite for rhythms they could dance and drink martinis to, the cha-cha, the rumba, and the mambo. One of the big Latin jazz names of the early 50s was vibraphonist Cal Chater, the first artist signed by Concord Picante, whose clean, hard-driving sound was characteristic of the label's intentions. While big labels like Columbia and Atlantic were fusing Latin music with slick production and disco beats, Concord stuck to its aesthetic guns and let the musicians maintain the purity of the form. Once the word of this miracle hands-off policy spread, Picante became a magnet for the biggest names in the genre, Tito Puente, Poncho Sanchez, and Mango Santa Maria among them. The label also released recordings by Brazil's legendary guitarist Lorendo Almeida and by one of his discoveries, Tanya Maria, whose propulsive scat-accompanied pianism still sounds oven-fresh 24 years later. The Picante label never heard a genre of Latin music it couldn't support, from bossa nova to Afro-Cuban, from soca to mambo to salsa. This 4-disc set has a little bit of each and sounds as fat and round as a Christmas goose, albeit one drenched in chili powder and marinated in a good Jamaican rum.
David Was is half of the musical duo Was Not Was. Here's a bit more music from the Picante collection, Tito Puente from 1985. The song is called Mambo Diablo. Mambo Diablo from Tito Puente, and that's Day to Day, a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.